tides and currents are controlled by the regular movement of the moon, but accurately predicting them isn't always a straightforward task. Mariners rely on official tide tables and current maps to help them navigate tight passages and straits. In an effort to make these documents more accurate, the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration is completing a tidal current survey along the Aleutian Chain, something that hasn't been done in over half a century. KUCB's Alexandra Gutierrez has more.
This weekend, the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration completed the first part of its effort to redo tidal current maps for the Aleutian Chain. It's been over 50 years since the maps have been updated. NOAA is using a total of 24 subsurface moorings to collect data in the area between Unimak Island and Unalaska Island. 15 of those moorings were put in place on this trip. The moorings are shaped like torpedoes, and inside, there's a meter that records information on the speed of the currents. The NOAA team attaches recycled railroad wheels to the moorings to keep them in place. In July, NOAA will collect many of these moorings and also put new ones out. The last of the moorings will be in place through September 15th, and local mariners are advised to keep a lookout for them. Steve Bassett, who is part of NOAA's Tides and Currents team, says that data collection should go smoothly, but there is a risk that the moorings could be moved accidentally.
Our biggest concern is setting these things in areas that are heavily trawled, because as you can imagine, if you have something sitting on the bottom and you have an area that's heavily trawled, then you're going to scrape the mooring right up.
The NOAA team traveled the Aleutian Chain on the fishing trawler Epic Explorer, led by Captain Dan Carney. Carney says that an update to the maps has been necessary for a long time.
Kind of overdue, actually. We get this stuff, particularly around Dutch Harbor and Akutan, but we're also looking forward to getting stuff, some updates for the areas out around Adak, in the central Aleutian Islands there. Some of that data just is really don't exist.
In addition to participating in research missions, Carney also fishes cod in the area. He says that the maps are critical navigational tools for fishermen like him.
It's really important to safety because those passes, they get really bad. We were going through Vadenac Straits the other day, and it was a 7-knot current, and if you're not aware of what's going to be going on there, you get yourself in a bad situation where that tidal current flood is going against the wind direction, you really get yourself in a pickle.
The updated tidal current map should be ready in 2 years. In Unalaska, I'm Alexandra Gutierrez.